Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVUE News Time, 827, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Josh Donaldson, Emporia State Music Professor, with a rather big community activity coming up December 5th.
Yes, indeed, and involving the choir department. Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate the chance to talk about this event.
Well, yeah, and a big event it is. Let's get right to it, Josh. What exactly will the choral department be doing here?
Yeah, so on December 5th, we are holding our biennial. We call it biennial because we do it basically once every 2 years. But we're doing a big choir dinner where we serve the guests a three-course gourmet meal, and then perform as well. It's kind of like dinner and a show, dinner and theater kind of idea, where the students are going to be performing a bunch of Broadway hits. And so it'll be filled with a lot of soloists. We'll have some big group numbers, some small group numbers. There'll be some light choreography.
Okay.
our students want to do a little dancing, so I'm going to let them do that. So it's going to be a pretty big event. It's to raise funds. So we are going to do an international tour next year, choir tour, and this event is one of our biggest fundraisers to help raise money to support the students to go to kind of offset that cost. That's kind of this event. This year we're actually featuring, so every time we do the choir dinner, we try to highlight a musical that the students enjoy and that we think the audience might enjoy. And so this year we are highlighting several selections from Grease, the musical.
Nice.
So we have about, I think, 30 musicals all together covered throughout the night. But we have about, I think, 6 or 7 selections we're doing from Grease. And so our students, and we also encourage the patrons to come dressed as their favorite, like Pink Lady or T-Bird or like a 50s-inspired prom date kind of idea.
Outstanding. Okay, what went into, you know, not only the event in general terms, because you've done this now for a couple of years, but really, I guess, what made you lead to the Grease theme?
So we were trying to figure out, I was thinking about musicals that my students would know, because with this event, we have a pretty tight turnaround. So usually we have 2 concerts a semester, and our fall concert, with the way that homecoming fell this year, had to be in like late October. And so we had about 5 weeks to put this all together. And usually, just for anyone listening, for most performing ensembles, we love a perfect world is 8 weeks of rehearsal time. And so usually, you know, 7 weeks we feel comfortable, but 8 is really great. So we had a 5-week turnaround. So I knew that as I was planning this summer, I knew, okay, we have 5 weeks to put everything together. And granted, a lot of it is student individual work because we have a lot of soloists that performed throughout the night. But with our big group numbers, I knew we had a short time frame to put things together, and I wanted to choose music that the students, I feel, would know from maybe some popular musicals, and also some musicals that we wouldn't have to purchase rights to do any kind of numbers from, since we're just kind of doing snippets and we're not doing a full production. And so there were several musicals that I kind of mulled over, and last year I actually had overheard some conversations of students talking about that musical, so I was like, you know, I think this might be the one because I heard them talking about it last year, and so I feel like they would know it. And so luckily, my intuition did not lead me wrong, so when I gave them the music, the music was basically ready on day one because they're like, oh yeah, we know this stuff, so... So that's kind of how I came across it. It was more of a, here's a tight time frame, and what might the students know that we could throw together pretty fast.
Emporia State Music Professor and heads the choir department at Emporia State University, Josh Donaldson, previewing a big choir dinner and shows, I guess we'll say plural there, coming up on December 5th. Well, where will this be taking place, Josh?
So this is going to be on campus. It's going to be in a memorial union in Webb Hall. So it's the big hall within the union on the second floor. And let's see, it's going to start at 6:30 p.m. We have tickets on sale until this Saturday, actually. It's a pre-sale only because we have to let the caterers know how much food to prepare, and so they have time to get ready for that. So our tickets are on sale until Saturday, and people will have the choice of three dishes, basically, to choose from. In a nutshell, a beef dish, a chicken dish, and then a vegan, vegetarian-friendly dish as well.
Okay.
And then we also, what's a little different this year, too, is we got the approval to have a bartender at the event the evening. So we'll have a cash bar for people to imbibe as they listen to some Broadway tunes.
So how much are tickets?
So tickets for general public, it's going to be $45. And then if they are a student of any kind, it is $35.
Okay.
And they can get tickets at, specifically, the easiest way to get tickets is going to be emporia.link, L-I-N-K, /choir dinner.
Boy, that's easy enough. And one other question that comes to my mind, Josh, is, you know, you've taken some tours across, you know, other parts of the country, but going international, what type of different experience is that going to be, and what kinds of lessons would an international trip maybe come into the picture here for you and your students that maybe a domestic trip may not offer?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this would be for us, at least since, because this is my going on 4.5 years here at ESU. And so this would be our first international tour. And I think the last tour they did international was about 8 or 9 years before I came. So it's been over a decade since the choirs have really been touring. And so with an international tour, what is just so amazing, the students are going to vote on it. So we haven't voted on the destination yet, but their choices are going to be Italy, Ireland, Costa Rica, or the Baltic states. The idea with those international trips is that it's really amazing, especially when we're going to countries that English isn't the first language. It's just a whole nother experience to be immersed in a country where you don't speak the language there, and just to see all the different, especially when I think of places like Italy or Ireland, to see all of that different architecture that has been preserved over centuries, because a lot of those areas have these amazing cathedrals, and that's a choir's dream to be performing in these amazing cathedrals that have these just wonderful acoustics. It's just a whole different performance experience. Traveling domestically can be relatively cheap when you're not in school. It can be relatively doable, but doing international travel tends to be incredibly expensive. And so being able to offer our students this opportunity while they're in school, while we're fundraising, so that they can knock down a good chunk of the cost to make it relatively affordable and inexpensive, I think is really big for our students.
Well, you will be thoroughly entertained and fed quite well for the big choral event, the dinner and shows coming up on December 5th, and this will be at Webb Hall on the campus of Emporia State University in the Memorial Union. Again, December 5th is the show date. Well, Josh, we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, he heads the choral department. Emporia State music professor Josh Donaldson previewing the big choir dinner and show event coming up December 5th. Chuck?
Great stuff there. So don't forget that here in a little bit, we'll have essentially our Newsmaker 3 with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan and his biweekly update.